Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. With us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is rodeo standout Caden Schultz. Caden, welcome. How are you?
Good, and you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, we're excited to have you in here. This is our first Angel. This is our first podcast for 2023, and we're going to talk some rodeo with Caden. Caden, you had a big year in 2022.
I did. I had a big year. I did a lot, and a lot that I had goals set, and I got a lot accomplished that I wanted, and I think I'm going to keep setting those goals and moving past. And
nice. So you had the 2022 National High School Finals Rodeo that you were in up in Gillette, Wyoming. Then you were in the Yeti Junior World Rodeo Finals held at the Las Vegas Convention Center just before the end of the year in December, right?
Yes, sir. That was awesome. That was a really cool experience to be up there with all those guys. And I had the chance to hang out with and compete with a lot of my buddies. And I think that all around was just really, really cool to get on that next level and really move me forward as far as getting ready for college and the next level when I decide to move into the pros and everything else. I think that was just a really good experience all around.
And you're a steer wrestler. Caden finished fourth at the Junior World Rodeo Finals at Las Vegas recently. I'm not sure how much money you took away, but I know you felt like you had a nice little paycheck out of that.
Yes, sir. The total amount was $3,500 that we got to bring home, and yeah, it was nice. Got everything paid for that took to get up there and everything else. So it was well worth the drive and everything.
And then your first rodeo here in 2023 coming up is the Young Guns Extravaganza. Tell us about that.
So that is it's spread over a couple months, and there's a finals at the end of February, and it runs through all kinds of different rodeos, and so you gotta go and compete at every one, and that gives you a chance to win a buckle and a saddle and a good chunk of money at every rodeo. And at every rodeo you have a chance to win two go rounds and an average. And so our goal is to just go there and do our best and catch two steers and get two steers down, and just placing the average every time is my goal.
So tell us who's on Team Schultz. Who's with you as you're doing your rodeo touring, as you're driving? Who's Team Schultz with you?
Most of the time, it consists of definitely my mom and my dad, because my dad's definitely truck driving all the time and letting me get my rest in when I don't sleep good. Or if I'm driving, he lets me take some time off, and he'll drive for a long time. And he definitely puts in way more work than he should. But
shout out to the parents, man.
Oh, yeah, man. They're a big help. And my grandparents and everyone else is right there behind me when they can be, but we got a lot going on at home. That
Schultz Farms.
Yeah, my brother and everyone else, they got to stay home and take care of animals and cows, and we got horses that stay home when we're on the road and everything else. So
right on, man. Hey, so take us to the beginning. I want to just kind of capture your story at the beginning of steer wrestling, and the first time you attempted to wrestle a steer to the ground. How did that go?
So I competed in two sports in high school. I was a wrestler and I was a football player, and I was in wrestling my freshman year, and I had a pretty bad slam, and it messed my shoulder up, and I sprained a bunch of nerves in my right shoulder, and it messed me up, and it kind of took me out of really being able to perform for the rest of that season, I feel like. And I just really was never the same wrestler as far as what I thought I could be. And then that following wrestling season after that injury, I dove for a pass in practice, and I spiral fracture broke my collarbone. Ugh. And took me out of the rest of my sophomore football season. And so after that, I kind of never really had a big interest in school sports, and I had a lot of downtime, and I didn't really feel like competing in wrestling after that happened with my shoulder. I never felt like it was really back until I started doing some workouts and stuff in the middle of that winter that year. Probably, I think it was 2021. And one day my dad just kind of, we were in the middle of that, and he's just kind of was like, he had a steer saver from Rope Myers, and that's a dummy that you pull behind like a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
And it's something that you can just train on, and a lot of people use it for recovery and just training and slowing stuff down as far as everything goes in your technique. And he had one for a long time, and he finally got it back from one of his buddies, and it kind of needed rebuilt and stuff. And so one day, he's always working hard, and so he goes out there and rebuilt it for me one day. And so he's pulling it behind, and I tried it for the first time, and I kind of just fell in love with it. And then he ended up getting me a batch of steers one time, and they were just little steers, but man, they were just right and put me where I needed to be. And
so you haven't really been steer wrestling then for that long a period of time, just a few years here now.
Yes, sir. I've only been steer wrestling for about 3 years.
Well, that's pretty impressive as far as you've come already to be in the Junior World Rodeo Finals, to be in all the different ones. So what is it about that you're finding? You seem to be maybe a natural talent here, steer wrestling. What is it that you're finding about the sport that is driving you and creating this passion and competitiveness that's coming out?
I think as far as myself, I always look and set myself at higher expectations. I always know that I can be better than I was, and I always want to set expectations that I know I can pass. And then as far as falling in love with the sport, my dad and his brother, so my uncle, both were professionals, and my grandpa competed in the pro circuit, and he was a bareback rider, and so
rodeo's in the blood.
Yeah, I feel like if there's any sport that I can really, really just take time with, and I'm really self-taught, and I think that's why as far as doing stuff on my own level and like really being able to coach myself and having my dad to sit there and coach me. And I went to a school down in Van, Texas with Rope Myers, and he helped me out a bunch mentally. And there's a lot more to just being a steer wrestler than it sounds, and just jumping off a horse. There's a lot that goes on behind it with your horses.
Yeah, no doubt.
A lot of stuff that's going on. And I think all of that's just to fall in love with. I fell in love with the horses part of it and everything else. And sometimes I'd just rather sit in a pen and run 100 practice steers than I'd go to a rodeo and work on a new horse. And
well, I've seen a lot of rodeo, and so that's why I'm a little bit surprised at your success so early on in your career. I mean, you finished fourth at the Yeti Junior World Rodeo Finals just a few weeks back, and you seem to be climbing in that rodeo world of steer wrestling, and you've only been doing it for a few years. That's what's catching me a little. I thought I was going to think you've been rodeoing since you were a kid, and you probably have. I mean, obviously, you've been out there, but competing, and so you've been taking a lot of strides here.
So, like, as far as going back to rodeo, when my dad would go around to the circuit, I would munt and bust, but I think that's the real deal, is that I really haven't done it. I did yeah. wrestling, and I did football, and I did soccer, and I did all that just growing up. I watched all the videos and the football, and I was all fanatic about that. And I think it was just a time where I just kind of grew out of that. I just did so much of it to where I was kind of just done with it by the time I got to a certain age. And when I got to move on and really like kind of fill out, and I was never a really big kid, and so I was never really the big, like, I would always really just set myself to be better than everyone else because I was always smaller and everything else.
So. Well, your athleticism probably is helping you. The fact that you were so competitive, yeah, or that you did participate in so many sports, that's probably helped you as you transitioned into steer wrestling, professional steer wrestling. That's probably helped you, right?
Oh, 100%. That just comes back to far as technique, and that comes within just being, having athletic and being able to feel your body and know where you're at as far as placing your feet and your hands. There's a lot to it.
How have you been able to control your emotions when you go to the National High School Finals, which is huge? I mean, that's a huge rodeo. The Junior World Rodeo Finals in Las Vegas. These are huge rodeos, huge arenas, a lot of competitors, a lot of fans, oh, yeah, and here you are a few years in and you're rising up into that competition. How have you been able to handle that emotionally when you're in the arena? I mean, that's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and that goes back to Rope Myers, and he helped me out so much mentally with that. And he was able to, because I was not good at that. I was really frustrated, and that comes back to just really pushing myself, and I would get so frustrated. And so that was kind of my dad's idea. Is he used to kind of go to those schools and kind of help and learn from Rope when Rope was a world champion steer wrestler in 2001 or something like that, I think. And he helps me out a lot mentally, as far as he just really sat me down and said to, every time you get back in that box, it's going to be a different steer. It's going to be a different run, because that run will never be the same as the last one, because there's four different minds going into the same run, and they're never going to think the same again. And yeah, so
that's really interesting. Hey, yeah, we're going to keep talking to Caden Schultz. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Visit Alamosa. Join us on the first Friday of the month every month for First Fridays with Visit Alamosa. First Fridays is a recurring celebration of art, entertainment, shopping, and dining in downtown Alamosa. You can stay up to date on all the First Friday celebrations on the First Fridays with Visit Alamosa Facebook page. Come out and celebrate First Fridays with us.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Caden Schultz, who's really excelling on the rodeo circuit here across the United States. Recently was at the Yeti National Junior World Finals in Las Vegas. He's been in the National High School Rodeo Finals, which is the biggest rodeo you're ever going to find anywhere, right, Caden? When you're in the chute and you're next to that steer and your horse has to come out and the steer's coming out, what is it that you're thinking of at that point in time as you're in the chute?
So right there, I'm scoring my cattle out of that chute, and I'm making sure to give my horse the best start out of there to set me, because there's a barrier that connects, and that's going to give a steer a certain amount of head start before the horse, and if you break that barrier, there's a 10-second penalty to your time. And so you got to really set your horse up to be in front of that line or behind that line and break right, just right on that line, and that's what's setting up your whole run, is how you get out on that barrier. And so I'm really scoring my cattle and watching, making sure that steer's going to leave hard, and if he doesn't, you really got to slow your horse down and get out of there, and that's what sets up my whole run right
and
there.
I know in the competitions with the rodeo, with the competitors, the cattle, the steer, they have a certain reputation too, so you know what kind of steer you're drawing as you're getting ready in that shoe. That steer has a reputation too, right?
Yes,
what
sir.
Is that when you're thinking of that livestock and you say, oh, I got that guy?
So, yeah, that's the really cool part about rodeo, is it's a friendly competition, and we're all here to help each other, especially in the bulldogging side of things, is we're all helping each other out. And so if I got a steer and my buddy ran him the day before or something, and we're gonna help each other out, and he's gonna tell me he's gonna step right and set up, or he's gonna run hard and run right through his catch, and so that lets me know if I need to get down into the hole really quick, and or if I can really ride up into the catch and set my horse up into a better run. And that there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot that goes into a run.
What is your fastest time now, or what are the times that you are typically shooting for when you're going into the competitions and needing to place high enough to bring home some cash?
That kind of depends as far as where your arena is sometimes too. And, but currently, most of the times you're shooting for right now are three seconds,
yeah, 3.2 seconds.
As fast as you, literally as fast as you can.
I was thinking you were going to say somewhere around four, but you're in
threes. High fours aren't bad, but I mean, people can get quick. I mean, it gets fast out there, and you gotta really be on your toes and just be going as hard as you can, because the guy behind you is gonna be doing his best too, and so you really just gotta be going at it. And if you got a good steer and you're like, oh, I'm gonna take it easy, the guy behind you knows he's got a bad steer and he's gonna take it to town. And sometimes those bad steers that try you a little bit more, they're gonna be even quicker. And so you really just, you gotta be, make sure you're just trying. You gotta try.
Hey, what are the sorts of injuries? I mean, you've been injured in other sports. You talked about it at the beginning, which is kind of what pushed you out of wrestling, football, because you were skinned. But rodeoing is a competitive and tough sport where there's a lot of injuries also. So
yeah, I've
what are
this
the types of things you've experienced there with your steer wrestling?
So about one of the first three rodeos, I dislocated my hip, and I popped two ribs out, and so that was a great start for me. And
I'm hurt when you're saying that. I'm grimacing over here.
It was not good. It hurt, man. And that was kind of just like my wake up. Like, if I'm really gonna do this, this is what it is. But we were up in Holyoke, and it was cold, and the ground was hard, and I had a wide run, and I just took it, and I just fell right on my hip, and it just popped right out, and yeah.
So what is it about the sport, Caden, then, that making you pop up and wanting to get back up on a horse and back and try it again? What is it about that sport? Because that's crazy, man. The injuries that you can experience there, and what you're talking about.
I don't know. I think it's just the feeling of being able to catch every steer, and just knowing, like, no matter what, I can catch that steer, and I can be this fast on no matter what steer it is, and if I can get it down no matter what. That's my goal at the end of the day, is that I will get the steer down is always the goal. And so
that's pretty cool. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about your road forward. I know you're heading up to another competition up here, the Young Guns. What is the road in 2023 look like? What are some of your goals? I know the PRCA is out there as another target of yours.
Yes, sir. So as far as moving on to the PRCA, I think I'll take that a little bit slower. And I think I talked to a lot of coaches as far as coming to college rodeo, and there's a collegiate rodeo association, and I think that's definitely my next step as far as going into a bigger step in rodeo, is definitely that college rodeo. And moving on, I think this summer we're going to be doing some CPRAs, which is the Colorado Professional Rodeo Association. That's the amateur level in Colorado, and those rodeos can run through Wyoming and everywhere else, and so I think that'd be pretty fun, and I know a lot of people that run that too. And so
on the college, do you have to be a college student to be
Yes, sir.
So what's your plans there? I mean, you just graduated from Goal High School, my understanding.
And yes, sir. Goal helped me out a bunch, and I think that was definitely one of the main reasons I was able to just really take away and coach myself so much, is that I was able to get 2 weeks worth of school done and focus on steer wrestling for a week, and then take two more weeks and do school. And I was able to really sit down and focus on school and then focus on rodeo, and I wasn't having to focus on two things at the same time. You know, it takes a lot more focus in rodeo to just, because you're working with horses and steers, and I got to take care of steers too, because we got steers at the house, and so we always want to have everything at the best to make sure nothing's sick, because we want to practice all the time when we can. And so there's a lot that goes into it, and I think that as far as everything else, I just really got to hold myself to expectations and everything as far as all that goes, no matter if it's winning the roadie or taking care of horses and getting my school done. Like that all comes into that.
Where are you planning to enroll at college to get you on that college circuit?
I've had talks with coaches around, and I think right now I'm really interested in Leveland, Texas, and Kerry Doxters. He's really talked to me, and he's helped me out a bunch, and I think he's talked a lot about what he really sees, and he thinks I'll be a good fit there. And I know a lot of the kids there that really enjoy what he's got going on, and just the school in general. And
so you get recruited?
Yes, sir. He offered me a full scholarship, and I think that's really what just set the bar higher, is he really reached his neck out there for me, and he offered that, and he sees something in me, and I appreciate that.
That's cool. So the collegiate circuit's next. You're going to go on to college. You just graduated from Goal High School here in December. You're going to go on to college, keep rodeoing it, and do it on the collegiate circuit. That's what it sounds like.
Yes, sir. That's my plan as far as moving on to that next level, and then going back to doing some of the amateurs before I head to college. And I think that'll just, all that will really prepare me for everything that I have my goal set as far as just rodeoing as much as I can.
How many hours do you put into rodeoing in terms of practicing? I know driving to competition, that's a whole different thing, but just how many hours are you putting into getting better as you keep developing your own career?
As far as the week goes, we work all day, and then when we can, we ride horses, and then we got to keep horses in shape, and so we got a steer saver and a horse saver, and so when we can, we run that, and we got five steers or six steers that we can jump off a horse and we can throw down. And so when we get a good long day and it's nice outside, we can drag the arena and we can run steers on horses. And I think all that being in my hands is what's helped me a bunch, because there are some people that don't have all that. And I got to be really appreciative of everything that I got, because all of that is where I am, is as far as helping me get to where I am right now.
I want to talk a little bit about your horses, because that's a special partner of yours in steer wrestling. And what is your situation with your horses? Is there a particular horse that you are taking with you? Are there a few of them? How's that working for you?
Yeah, so I've been so blessed with my horses. My first horse was a mare I got from Kyle Mays, and she was just everything you needed to start. And she was nothing that would just freak out, and she would run slow, and she would get you to the steer and when you needed it to. And I moved on, and we got in touch with Jeff Richardson out of Kearney, Nebraska, and he had a horse named Cruz, and he was a 20-year-old bulldog and horse that he raised since he was a baby, and all that horse has ever done was steer wrestle, and he's a sweetheart, and he's a sorrel horse that we still got, and he still runs practice steers, and he'll still get you there, and he'll still take you to the paycheck if you need one, and you can rely on him. And we got blessed with a hazing horse, and so a hazing horse is what my dad's riding, and that's on the other side of the steer, and that's what lines out that steer. And so two of those together is what we call a team of horses. And so we got two teams, and we got this other horse, his name is Diablo, out of Lahana from the Honeys, and he's been working awesome for us. And we got him some injections and got him set up good, and he's been working great for us. And that's who won me the paycheck in Vegas, and that's who got me a bunch of money in Young Guns too. With the first one, I got two firsts, the first Young Guns with him. And
Are you surprised at your level of success this early on again? Because again, I have to kind of go back to you. You've been only steer wrestling like this competitively for a few years, and you're scoring first, you're scoring four. I mean, you're really doing well. Yes, is any sir. Of this surprising to you in terms of how fast the success is coming? And then how are you working to continue and sustain and grow in that sport?
As far as surprising, I wouldn't say it's surprising, because I think everyone in the sport of rodeo is always shooting to be first. We're always shooting to be first, no matter what. And I think at the end of the day, you're really just betting on yourself, and we're all there to help each other. And it's not like there's any bad blood or nothing like that. But
right. Yeah, no, it's a very collegial sport.
No, yeah, it is awesome how and especially the steer wrestling side of things is we're gonna have a steer go down and be 3-3, and it's going to be our buddy, and we're going to go out there and we want to be 3-6 or something. And if they beat us, then it's whatever, because we did our best on the steer that we got, and they did their best on the steer that they got, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
What's the attention like for you from the rodeo crowd as you're competing? And I'm going to imagine that there are people with their eyes focused on you as you're competing, because you're in this big arena, and rodeo stars, you know, a lot of people love rodeo stars. A lot of women love rodeo stars. You're a handsome guy.
Yes,
I'm going to guess that you've got a little bit of a following coming too from fans that are following Caden Schultz in his steer wrestling career.
Yeah. So I used to really like posting on TikTok and stuff. And I grew a pretty good following that got me some pretty good endorsements, like Zesterra and a Free Fall Cowboy and some of the ones that I'm wearing on my shirt right now. And I think that helped me out a bunch, but I don't waste too much time on there now, because TikTok doesn't really like steer wrestling. they don't really like seeing steers get thrown down, so they don't like posting it. And I just focus on posting my runs on Instagram, and if someone wants to go watch them, they're on there. And
I've seen it.
Yes, sir.
What's that? Let me ask you this question, and then we're going to let you go here. We're going to wrap this up, but what is this trick, or what is the – how do you get that steer down so fast? in grabbing it around the horns,
so
wrestling it down. What is that technique and the trick to that?
Through the whole run is, it's just, you're starting your run watching that cattle come out of the chute, and you're scoring good, and you got it really set up your run. And both of my horses are set up to really ride up to that head. And you make that move quick, and you got to make it fast, because when you float down there, that's kind of when you get stuck in between awkward positions. And so you got to really make a fast move down in there and get your leg down and get over. And when you can get up next to that steer and really get your right hand and reach out and grab his left horn with your left hand, and you bring it in tight, and you set your feet out in front of him, and you hit to your butt, and you just slide him until he can push you, until you can roll back over him, and then you jam his horns back into your hips, and you roll your wrist like a motorcycle, and
gotcha.
You got to twist his nose right up in here, and then when that nose comes up, you just got to come back and hook that nose and bring it right over your shoulder.
And what's that feeling like for you when you do it well?
It just feels like an uppercut in boxing.
Gotcha.
It's just right here, and you fly back, and the steer flies back, and man, it there's no feeling like it.
That's cool.
Anyone that can get that feeling, I 10 out of 10 recommend that you do it, because man, there's nothing like flying off a horse at 30 miles an hour and throwing a steer. It's awesome.
That's pretty cool, man. We really wish you all the best of luck in 2023. You sound like you're going to have a great career in college too coming up. So we're really excited
to
keep following
your
career.
Having me on here. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Caden Schultz. The Valley Pod is produced by Angel Rodriguez and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. We'll see you around the valley.